Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled, Given Up Politics for Lent?
A reading from the Book of Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, Get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah set out and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now, Nineveh was an exceedingly large city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's walk, and he cried out, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. Then he had a proclamation made in Nineveh. By the decree of the king and his nobles, no human being or animal, no herd or flock shall taste anything. They shall not feed, nor shall they drink water. Human beings and animals shall be covered with sackcloth, and they shall cry mightily to God. All shall turn from their evil ways and from the violence that is in their hands. Who knows? God may relent and change his mind. He may turn from his fierce anger so that we do not perish. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. The Word of the Lord. In last Sunday's homily, our pastor offered suggestions of things that we might want to give up for Lent. And one of his ideas was that we could give up politics. He said, only a little tongue-in-cheek, you know, the political world is a mess today, and you know it'll still be a mess when Lent is over anyway. Everyone laughed, but he definitely had a point. I don't know about you, but I'd love to give up politics permanently. And yet, today we have one of the most political lectionary readings ever. Picture it. Here's Jonah, the world's most reluctant and ungracious prophet, walking around announcing Nineveh's approaching destruction. Notice that he doesn't tell the Ninevites what they're doing wrong. He doesn't tell them what to do to fix it. And based on the rest of the book, you know that he's secretly planning to watch God obliterate the whole place. So what happens? The entire city, great and small, repents, and they do it after only one day. Now, notice this. The king's actions come in response to the people's actions. The king's awareness, his own change, his proclamation that everyone fast and call out to God, basically make official what the Ninevites are already doing. Even so, as their leader, he contributes too, by enlarging the circle of change to include even the animals of Nineveh in the work of prayer, fasting, turning away from violence and evil. So I'm pretty sure you can see the parallels here. The call to change from badness to goodness always begins with God, who is goodness. That's why Jonah is in Nineveh in the first place. But among human beings, sometimes the followers must lead. and the leaders follow. Notice that no one in Nineveh gets a name, not even the king, because they are acting in and as community. Imagine a whole city today just saying, hey, we're not going to live like this anymore. We hereby turn away from violence and evil in every form. Imagine a whole country saying that. Or the people, great and small, of the whole world. Nineveh, the scriptures say, was a great city, and it belonged to God, the people, the animals, the city itself. Dear friends, we belong to God too. Great and small, person and beast, ocean and plant, we are not our own. We belong to God and to one another and to God's world, and when we understand that, each of us can say, I hereby turn away from my violence and evil, my words that hurt others, my focus on what I want to eat or drink or buy, my aggression or defensiveness, my personal racism or sexism or ageism, and my willingness to look the other way at our collective racism or sexism or ageism or any other ism. I renounce these for Lent and forever. Imagine that seeing you, your friends did the same, and their friends. Would our leaders follow? At some point, I think they'd have to. And then we'd have a different kind of politics entirely.